Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Welcome to the 9 o'clock hour of Rosie on the House. It is our On the House hour where we spend the entire hour talking about something specifically on your home, castle, or cabin, and occasionally the landscape and yard. If you look at November's home maintenance calendar, you can see a beautiful outdoor setting there of a little, it's what we call a second living room. And it's a nice paver patio with a retainer wall for plenty of guests to sit on, a barbecue right there. And man, with the Thanksgiving this week and the extra time we've had off and all the moisture, you know, we've been doing a lot of work around our yard, and you know, we've got these great visions of this outdoor kitchen and this covered casita with this sitting area right next to the arena for people to sit next to and watch as riders come by and take turns in and out of the arena and eat and just spend all day living outside where we love to be. Because right now, with the exception of our friends in Flagstaff and the high country of Arizona, is it just not the perfect time to sit outside? If you've got a vision for what you want your backyard to be, or dream of a great outdoor entertaining space, this is the hour for you to dream. And we've got sales manager Nathan Angel of Bellegarde, not just pavers, but Bellegarde hardscapes. I mean, the amount of line and product that has been introduced since the original paver days is what we're going to talk about today. And a lot of changes going on at Bellegarde, a lot of new additions.
Absolutely. We're super excited about all the changes late 2019 and got a lot of exciting stuff coming up for 2020.
Including a new plant.
Brand new plant just opened, so we've got three serving the valley now that can take care of any of the needs of any of the listeners today and well into the future.
And this is, you know, I know most people in Flagstaff right now aren't thinking about construction, but these are great products for snow country as well.
Absolutely. Pavers were developed for freestyle markets. It was actually developed in Northern Europe for freestyle climate, so they handle the weather perfectly.
And work great in the desert environment as well.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a concrete product. Concrete's a lifetime product. That's what we love here at Rosie on the House is anything we do, we want a lifetime mentality. I don't want to come back and fix this in 2 years or fix this in 5 years. I want this to be done. I want somebody to say, you know, only Romy would have spent this much time on this small a detail. It's had to have been his project, and it's done for the lifetime.
Properly installed 50 years.
That's incredible.
Well, and in my lifetime here in the Valley, building and remodeling homes, I mean, we've all but seen pavers replace outdoor concrete. I mean, I can't remember the last concrete driveway we poured.
Yeah, absolutely. It's revolutionized. I would say coming out of the economic downturn, a lot of the builders recognized the ability to use pavers as a selling tool, and we all kind of got together and worked together to make almost all of the new production home driveways and most custom homes, all paver driveways.
And you're not looking at boring, gray, cracked concrete.
No.
I mean, we're not even doing sidewalks and patios in concrete anymore.
Very rarely. Two types of concrete, right? One that has cracked and one that will crack.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. Well, you know, in talking about the outdoor environment and the outdoor ambiance, the backyard hardscape and landscape, setting that ambiance, setting the environment, setting that habitat, that mood. In a national study from Cost Versus Value Engineering, it's one of the highest scoring returns on investment you can make.
Absolutely. It just sets your home. It sets your home apart from everybody else's if you've got a beautifully well-designed and installed outdoor living space.
And we hear people talking about, what can I get for return on investment? And in this particular national average, it's actually a little higher in Tucson than it is in Phoenix by a few points. But you can expect to see as high as a 60% return on investment. So if you're talking about converting a blank slate backyard that's used for nothing else but the dog's bathroom, and you want to turn it into a dynamic environment, and you're going to spend $20,000 to get that project started, I mean, you could expect $12,000 reimbursement on the home appraisal immediately. And then all you have to figure out is, how many years will it take me to live out the other $8,000 investment? It gets eaten up in no time at all.
Especially if you factor in all the family pleasure you're going to get out of it as well.
Exactly. I mean, what kind of return on investment is that? One of the things I ask people to think about, there's so many places to go get ideas. Regardless how well-developed your backyard is, if it's a blank slate, well, there's going to have to be some demo or refurbishing or relocating of things. Your product guide is a great place.
Absolutely. We redevelop it every year to ensure that we're staying up with all current trends. We also make sure that the website, bellegarde.com, is up to date. But, yeah, it's a great place to get started. We have people that still bring – I keep copies of all the old ones because I still have people that will bring me the one from 2012 because they saw a picture in there. They dog-eared it. They marked it. That was their dream backyard, and they want that. Now – some of the colors may change to keep up with the times, but that was their vision, their idea. So it is a great place to get started.
And when you get started, it gives you the roadmap to getting it done and making it a reality. Rosie made the point earlier about, you know, the family quality value. A lot of the – that is great that this is an investment you get a return on, but we look at it at our house as just the place that everyone will want to be. We've got four kids. They have friends. They have lots of friends. They want to go be lots of places all the time. For us, it's creating the place where they all want to be here. All the friends want to come there, not to be like keeping up with the Joneses or better than anybody else, but just the environment that everybody wants to come be and play and enjoy and be able to do it outdoors without being too crowded or on top of each other. It's a quality of life investment and planning that we're putting together.
Absolutely. It's beauty and function. It's got to be functional.
And Nathan, when you want to get people started thinking in the right direction, I always tell them, draw a scale drawing of your backyard and just do what I call bubble diagrams. Where's the cooking area? Where's the TV viewing area? Where's the relaxing in the shade area? Where's the swimming area? Where's the putting green or the bocce ball or the volleyball, and just draw big circles around where those activities can be. And that's one of the best places, I think, to start thinking through how your backyard will live.
Absolutely. You can do that. Bring that to us. Bring us your photos of your backyard as well. We have a lot of software that's available, whether it's just taking an actual photo of your actual backyard or driveway, and we can superimpose our products right in there. We also have our service out of our corporate office that will do a 3D rendering of what your project can look like. We can do a fly through, so you can actually vision it and see it. We're actually also working in virtual reality, so we've got goggles now that are you can be standing in your backyard now.
That's awesome.
And that's really what we need is to get the blueprint started, because our project's so big, it's going to be, you know, probably a 5 to 10 year development plan. We're on a 5 acre parcel, and we've got rooms for the outdoor kitchen and the living pond and the parking area and the, you know, the pathway between the corral and the arena and a play area. And I mean, it's just huge ideas, and we've got to start putting them onto paper or they won't materialize. So being able to have those 3D renderings, and you know, I'm sure that they're very easy to, okay, well, and you're gonna have to help me with some product names here, but we're gonna go with this stone look. Oh, well, let's see what it looks like with the Cambridge. Oh, let's see what it looks like with the country wall. And my product terms aren't nearly as
sharp. Oh, yeah,
as yours,
no, but we can. That's where we love to step in. We love those opportunities, especially with homeowners and contractors, to be able to kind of envision. And the nice thing about some of the exciting changes, including the additional production facilities, that we actually can do custom stuff for you as well. So if that color is just not just so, let's talk about that. Let's really get you envisioning your dream and your beautiful vision and your functional space. And I also want to mention, I mean, that's great that you've got all that space, but don't want to discourage folks that may have a smaller backyard. I've seen some of the most beautiful and functional spaces be 500 to even 1,000 square feet in the backyard. I mean, we can work with any given space. One of the biggest trends going actually in larger spaces that you're discussing is actually moving some of the living spaces further away from the home, because it becomes a retreat in your backyard. you almost feel like you've gotten out of, you know, the hecticness, you know, the Wi-Fi that's in the house and the constant devices, all of that distraction that can be in the house. People want to truly get away, if you will, and move towards the further parts of their yards.
And when we're looking at further parts of our yards, this will be away from our house. And one of the things that's going to create so much infrastructure for us to put into this is I don't want to have to go back into the house for anything, especially when it's mealtime. So being able to have it all outside and be able to prepare it all outside. And you're like Rosie and I, you do a lot of the cooking at the home. And I know you're pretty skilled on the pizza oven.
Oh, I love it.
So I don't have a pizza oven, but I do. That's on the wish list. Why need a grill with a pizza oven? Or once you get used to the pizza oven, you're like...
you can do just about anything you want in the pizza oven. I have both because there's just some days where you just want to fire up that gas grill and be done with dinner. And quick, especially in the summertime. Don't heat up the house.
Before those wood-fired ovens, you got to light it and get the temperature right. And you're right. Sometimes you got to go quick.
Yep.
So having a gas and a wood fire, and on top of that, this is a perfect time right now. The rains have kind of cleared up the air, and, you know, at night when the clouds clear away, just being able to see all the stars above and having a fire pit out
fire
front.
Fire pits are excellent.
So that brings another one. Rosie always says the warmest part about a wood fire is chopping the wood. But there is something about the crackle and the sound and the ambiance. Is there a dual... fire, wood fire, and gas fire.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's come out.
Yeah, absolutely. You can do either in our fire pits.
That's
absolutely.
So cool. And can I switch it? Like tonight, I want to do a wood fire. Tonight we're going to do a gas fire just because I didn't have time to chop wood.
Yep.
That's cool. All right, more with Nathan Angel, sales manager for Bellegarde Hardscapes, just creating that backdoor outdoor dreamscape for your home, castle, or cabin.